Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. You know that music. Time to bring in the head coach of the Houston Cougars, Dana Holgorsen, with us, brought to you by Chastang Ford, by Damaris Barbecue, and HR&P. All huge Coug fans. A couple of them went there, and the other ones are Aggies, but they still love the Cougs because of Dana. And if you're looking for a great place to get that car, get that barbecue, or get your payroll, then it's those three. So listen, if you're a Coug fan and you're listening, you got to patronize Coug fans, and that these guys are those people. Dana with us here on ESPN 97.5. What's up, man?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man. Let me ask you this question, because there's so much crap flying around right now about, you know, now teams aren't playing. Man, we're losing a lot of games right now, and it's going to come down to what the hell for the national championship. And I got to tell you, you've seen two of the best up close. They're both top 10 teams, BYU and Cincinnati. And those teams are playing like they deserve to be there, Dana. They really do. You've seen both of them up close. What do you think, and how can you differentiate the two of them?
Yeah, I hope we at some point can talk about our team in the same sentence that we talk about some of these guys that we seem to be talking about each and every week. But they're two really, really good football teams. Cincinnati is as good as advertised now. That's kind of a neat place that they got up there. I've never been there. My first year at West Virginia, we went and played Cincinnati, which was a heck of a game, but they played it at Paul Brown Stadium, so I didn't get to go on campus to see their stadium because they were renovated and all that. They've done a nice job. They've built a brand-new housing complex for the guys. They've redone all their offices and practice facilities and got quite a bit of support right now. And you know, they're pretty good on the field, too. The first thing that I noticed was, and you really can't tell this on video, you look at their height and their weight, and sometimes that's not quite true. So you always just kind of wait to see what it looks like on the eyeball test. But I'm here to tell you, that's one of the best-looking football teams I've seen. I thought BYU was big. Cincinnati is every bit as big and probably bigger. it ain't just about the old line. I mean, but their D line was dominant. Their tight ends were probably on average 6'6", 260 on average. And they had like four of them that they were playing. Ritter, the quarterback's playing well. So Cincinnati's pretty good. Now, the night before, when I was in the hotel room in downtown Cincinnati, we're watching BYU just completely destroy Boise State at Boise State, which never ever happens, you know. So they got a couple common traits. They're old, they're experienced, they're mature. Their head coach is in their fifth year. They've developed their kids the right way in their program. Playing styles is a little different. You know, BYU is high flying on offense, and Cincinnati is extremely, extremely good on defense. So. Man, I don't know. It'd be a coin toss for me.
You can really tell that Cincinnati, you know, I end up watching these teams on tape for certain players, and Cincinnati happens to be a team that they always have one or two, sometimes three players that I need to look at. And they kind of – I feel about them what I felt about Matt Rhule's teams at Temple. Like, there's a consistency – and I know you want to do this too, Dana. There's a consistency of – the kind of players they look for. Like, they always have big running backs. They'll have a faster running back, but they have a big guy that can be physical. They have size standards, clearly. I know you're big into all those things as well, but I think that's one of the keys. You talked about them being five-year coaches previously. when you're in a school for a certain amount of time as a coach, you have a chance to build a philosophy of not just what you do from a X's and O's standpoint or what your workouts are going to be, but also what guys look like at every position.
Yeah, they clearly have a standard on what they want up front, you know, especially on the O-line and the D-line. I mean, they're big now. One of their DNs, I mentioned this guy last week, 21, you have a hard time blocking him. He was a 6'5", 190-pound basketball player out of Jacksonville, Florida. And you know, 4 years later, I believe he's a redshirt junior. 4 years later, he's 6'5", and 245 and just extremely athletic. I have a hard time blocking him. When you block him, he still jumps and fastballs down and all that. But it's Big Ten football is what it is. I mean, Coach Fickell is an Ohio State guy. He's born up in the Midwest. He's a Big Ten guy. And what you think of as Big Ten football is you're just enormous. They don't have any receivers that really scare you, but they're good enough. You got to cover them. And they just do such a great job of moving the line of scrimmage up front, getting those backs, coming downhill and grinding things out, and then that quarterback hurts you with the legs as well. It's probably the single biggest thing that we didn't do a very good job of on Saturday. When we actually got to the quarterback, we didn't get him on the ground. That's kind of a problem. He got out, and when you play man coverage, there's always space to run.
Dane Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5. And going through what you're this schedule that you're going through, Dana, I mean, the argument is, these teams, if BYU, if Cincinnati or whomever, they go undefeated, are they going to be left out of this thing? They're doing everything that they're asked of them, and they pass in the eye test and everything else. This Power Five versus Group of Five thing has got to somehow change, and I think the only way might be to expand the playoff to 8 or, I don't know, or extend one invitation to these teams. If you get to 8 teams, that one group, quote-unquote Group of Five team, because I'm going to tell you this, watching Big 12 football and watching the Athletic, the American Athletic, I'm telling you, there's a lot better football going on in a lot of instances in the American.
Yeah, I said this last year, and my stance is the same. I love the Big 12. The Big 12 has got phenomenal coaches and resources in football. The American's not far behind. It's just not. I play against these teams each and every week. And you can say the same thing about the ACC. You can say the same thing about the Pac-12. I mean, the American's right there. I'm a little tired of hearing about Power 5, to be honest with you. There is a difference between a lot of the Power Five and the so-called Group of Five, but I exclude the American from that. I just know that there's a big initiative to Power Six, and we got to keep developing as a league. Is realignment over? I don't think so. But there's a league in the American that can compete with anybody out there, and our teams do it each and every week. It's going to be extremely hard if it's at 4. I mean, we've already had undefeated teams in this conference that don't make it because there's only 4. There's conference champions in the current group in the current Power Five that don't get in. So I think that expansion is only a matter of time. I don't quite know what the holdup is right now, but it's a matter of time. It'll get to 8, and then after that, it'll probably get to 16, and then we'll see all kinds of restructuring.
Dana Holgorsen with us, brought to you by Chastang Ford, brought to you by HIP, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, right here every week on ESPN 97.5. And you mentioned it. I hope that we're talking about the Cougs in the same way that we're talking about Cincinnati and we're talking about BYU. What's the major difference in your mind?
Well, right now it's depth up front more than anything. It's depth and developing guys up front. Everything starts at the line of scrimmage. I'm not discouraged with where we're at from a program perspective. It's just we got to keep building those guys. We've lost a couple of linemen on both sides of the ball. I mean, you're not replacing Peyton Turner with another Peyton Turner. You're not going to replace Braylon Jones with another Braylon Jones. But those guys that come in and play when those guys go down have to be able to when they're playing at a high level. And you really, really, really get exposed up front playing top 10 teams. We counted this up the other day. I believe believe 10 of the 17, 10 of the 18, 17 or 18 teams that we've played since I've been here are all top 10, all 10-win teams at the end of their season. So we've played good football. We've played really good teams that have made a difference in college football and won games. When you play that kind of football, that level of ball, you better be having guys step in and play at a high level. You know, Cincinnati lost a couple, and they didn't miss a beat. Central Florida lost one or two, didn't miss a beat. BYU actually lost their nose guard when they played against us, who's like a second rounder. And, you know, the next two guys they put in there didn't miss a beat. So we're getting closer, and, you know, we're developing guys the right way. It just takes time. There's cultural issues and developmental issues and attitude issues that need to develop, be developed within the program that takes off-season. We lost our off-season this past year, too. You know, so that didn't help matters when you're in the program.
Yeah. Dana Holgorsen with us here on ESPN 97.5. Let's talk a little. Let's take a break here. Dana, we got him on the other side, brought to you by Damaris, it's where you can go and watch your games this weekend. That's where you can go and get your NFL games on. He's got the NFL package. He's got a Houston pro football team when they're playing. He's got a special deal on the baked wings. Seven wings for $6.95. And oh, by the way, when you need your turkey, this is where you go.
Don't do the Uzo shots.
Well, that's at his that's when he does it outside with his cousin.
Saying if he invites you over to the cousins and they start doing Uzo shots,
don't do that. Don't.
I made a terrible mistake.
Never do that. Yeah. Yeah, I did. I've done that.
I ended up sleeping through part of Thanksgiving.
I've done that a few times. But if you're looking for the turkey, you get your turkey from him, right, Dana?
I do. I actually, when I was not even in town, when I was up in West Virginia up there for the 8 years, I had started with one fried turkey that he would send, and it grew to where he had about probably three of each. It's got the smoke, the blackened fried turkey. So he ended up like shipping three of them up with each. We would just have a big feast of turkey in the first place.
Yeah, and they're delicious. They're unbelievable. I highly recommend the fried turkey. So if you're looking for that, go to Demaris.com, Demeris.com, and get that turkey. It's way easier and way better than you're going to make it, I promise you. In the meantime, you can make one out on your patio, Lance, because you got a patio.
Yeah, and that's the great thing is my wife goes yesterday. She goes, we need to do better having family meals together. When did this kids get to go outside and watch TV while they're eating? I said, well, it started when there was a patio. What do you want me to say? It's hard for us to eat all together when there's a patio where they can be outside in great weather and watch TV. Truth be told, they can stay inside and I go on a patio and eat and watch TV. Now, that's not what my wife wants for us to happen for our family, but maybe the whole family should go outside. How about that, wife? How about we all go outside and eat outside on the patio? That's something we've done before. We should do it again. I know the neighbor kids like to come over, and one of them is a Saints fan, so they'll turn on Sunday Ticket and watch the Saints game on TV, as well as Texans and things like that. So, look, my Texas Custom Patios, it's a great extra room, basically, for us. It's a great outdoor venue. It's fantastic. It looks beautiful, but not only does it look beautiful, they've added more space it feels like livable space for you. And it's one of the reasons why real estate agents will tell you a very good patio, outdoor living area with, it can have a fireplace if it wants. You can have an outdoor kitchen. It really adds value to your home. So the money that you're spending on that is going to come back to you when it comes time to sell your home, because it really helps your home pop. Make sure that you go to the website, TexasCustomPatios.com. And they can get started with you and walk you through the entire process. They're very meticulous. So what their itinerary is what it's going to be. The price never changes. It never, ever goes up for you. Once they give you a price, it's set. TexasCustomPatios.com. Check out the before and afters at TexasCustomPatios.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. Dana Holgerson is brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, by HRMP, and our friends at Chastang Ford. Dana's driving that Explorer Sport. I got the Expedition. I got unbelievable deals going on. You're looking to, hey, Coug fans, you're looking to support Coug business, those are Cougs there, and they're big supporters of the programs, all of the programs at U of H. So if you're looking for that vehicle, I'm telling you, you're not going to get a better deal. You're not going to deal with better people anywhere than the Chastang. So get on over there to Chastang Ford. All right, let's talk about, I think I ask you this every week. What was Clayton Tune's performance like on Saturday?
It was a lot better. It was a lot better. He was much more comfortable in the pocket. He sat in there. He didn't get antsy. Made good decisions. Made good throws. You know, other than one tip pass that unfortunately ended as an interception, which he was just trying to fit something in there. I was happy with where he was. We had a lot of long talks last week. He didn't perform up to his standard or our standard or anybody's standard, against Central Florida. He doesn't take that lightly. He came in, he worked his tail off all week. He was pretty comfortable with the game plan, and I thought he performed pretty good. You know, we didn't just do a whole bunch of bad stuff offensively against Cincinnati. You earn everything you get against them. I tried to go a little slower. I tried to manage field position. I thought we'd step up and play a little better on defense, which we didn't. That Clayton wasn't the reason why we got beat by a really good Cincinnati team. He's a pretty motivated guy right now. Has had a really good week of practice. He's settling in, and I like where he's at right now.
Well, and it can't be easy when you don't have your number one weapon. I mean, where is Marquez? And, you lose that guy who stretches the field. Not only stretches the field, but he can his yak, everything about him. That's a huge loss for an offense. Where is he?
I'm not quite there yet. I actually was without three of our four starting receivers last week. That doesn't help. I'm not going to sit here and make excuses with that. I mean, it's 2020. It's COVID. There's been more injuries. There's been more suspensions. There's been more, guys not being able to play for a variety of reasons, and we knew this was going to be the case coming into the season. And I talked a lot about it in July with our guys, and when we come in June and then had to push the pause button for about a month, and we came back in July and didn't know if we were going to play, and that's been the message all year long. If we have an opportunity to go play, let's go play. And I don't care who gets to go play. Your opponent is dealing with some things too. It's 2020 for them too. This weekend we play South Florida, which is dealing with a lot of the things that we are as well. It's nice to line up against somebody that's dealing with something. It seems like everybody we play each and every week is playing the best football that they've had, all year to this date. But not quite there yet. But other guys need to step up. Christian Trahan at tight end stepped up, made some plays. Keith Corbin continues to do it. Tank Dell had another good day and made some plays. And I can't wait to see who's going to step up and make plays this weekend if we're allowed to play.
Coach, the running game is only averaging 3.4 yards a carry this year, which is, I know something. You're you're a guy who really believes in being able to run the football, and it just hasn't materialized. An issue with the O-line up front, the running backs, and how much has that had an impact on, you know, the looks that Clayton Tune has seen?
We're still trying to go run first, and our opponents know that, you know, so they're pretty aware of what kind of a box that they're going to give us with the amount of people that we need to block. It everything starts up front, Lance, you know that, and we're just kind of searching right now. We've had, you know, just like last year, we've had about 7 different offensive line lineups for a variety of reasons, and we didn't play very good up front last week. For the issues that we had against Central Florida, that was not one of them. We played okay against Central Florida. I probably got a little antsy and didn't run it like I should against them. I went into the Cincinnati game saying we're going to hand the ball off, and it's not like we didn't hand the ball off. It's just when you got defenders to deal with in the backfield as a running back, that's frustrating. And it's just not, we just don't have the confidence to run the ball like we have in years past. Going to continue to work on it. It's a focus of ours. Going to try to get it going here this weekend. If our opponent continues to try to put people in the box and stop that schematically, then we're going to have to toss that thing around, which helps Clayton.
So what's surprising to me is, well, and they had a bunch of, I mean, of course, Ritter, I broke a lot of stuff, and he was off schedule on some of his runs. But the run defense, I know it's not up to what you thought it was going to be.
No, it's a little frustrating. You know, just because we did such a great job defending the run against Tulane, who's a run first team, you know, and is you know, they're 4-4, and I think they're kind of getting their stuff together right now. But and then Navy, obviously, they couldn't run the ball, and if Navy can't run the ball, you're doing something right defensively. You know, and then boom, the last 2 weeks we haven't done anything in the run game. You know, that's probably a little bit personnel-driven, but our job as coaches is to put these guys in the best position possible to be able to do things. We've made some personnel changes and moved some guys around this week to try to get some better people up on the line of scrimmage. Again, we're without a couple of captains on defense, and nobody's going to say that's okay, but those guys are pretty instrumental in stopping the run, but the other guys got to get a week better and step up. I just, you mentioned all the cancellations and everything, you know, early. That's stuff that I'm about to walk into the office here in the next 5 minutes, and I'm going to get an update on who's available to play and who's not, and that's just for today, you know, and then We're still waiting on test results from yesterday. We still got another test on Friday. Everybody's kind of spiking a little bit, I think, which has something to do with mid-season and Halloween, probably a little bit. But I go in there and see, and then it's just weird. I think it trickles over into the training room, and mid-season guys aren't used to it, and it's a grind, and it's easy to opt out, you know, and I'm not saying opt out for the season, just opt out for the day. It's just easier for these guys to be able to do that. So we gotta deal with that every day, and hopefully we got a team that has an opportunity to play this week. And then there's the opponent as well.
Yeah.
The opponent's got to be doing the same stuff, you know. So we're waiting to hear from South Florida, and I just hope that we have an opportunity to be able to play this weekend.
I worry the transfer portal is something that started that made it much, much easier for guys to just bail whenever there's any adversity or if they face competition that they're not used to facing. Because now I worry about opt-out. Okay, the COVID has created opt-out as a phrase we use now because of COVID. But now we're already seeing some guys in college football opt-out because their teams aren't doing well and they're just bailing. And they want to get ready for the NFL draft in the middle of the season. And they want to, you know, I think, guys, we already know that they'll just jump in the transfer portal as soon as they have some will, as soon as they have any competition or as soon as anything is tough for them. Are you concerned about that? Is it become too easy for guys to just say, I don't want to deal with adversity. I'm out of here.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I think 2020 and the pandemic has made society a little softer and easier for them to have excuses on why they don't want to work or do anything that's productive. You know, and if you have that mentality in a college football world, you're going to get your tail beat, you know, because football's hard. And when it's easy to do something else, then a lot of kids are going to be able to do that. And I got bad news for them, too. I mean, it just because, you know, in the one-time transfer thing is going to probably happen, which is going to make it easier and more appealing for guys to jump in there when things get hard. Well, things get hard at every football program across the country every single year. Things get hard. Don't care if you're Alabama. Don't care if you're a 4-8 team or whatever it is. It's going to get hard. And when guys just bail, that's not teaching them the lessons that need to be learned and for being successful in society. So, yeah, I'm concerned about it. But I got bad news for them. You know, there's not going to be unlimited amounts of scholarships out there. Everybody's still going to be stuck with 25. And so you can't take people. I mean, before the one-time transfer thing, there was about 40% of the guys entering the portal didn't have a place to go. And if that number goes up, then the number of people that don't have anywhere to go is going to go up as well. I had a conversation with a couple of my guys yesterday about Senior Bowl. And there's a couple of them. I'm not going to talk about it and get into it right now because that's their business, not mine. But the conversation was, you got a Senior Bowl invite, but that doesn't necessarily say that you're going to get drafted high. I mean, the way you get drafted high and position yourself to be that guy is not to opt out, but it's to play football. And the more football you play, the more that they know you love to play football and you're tough enough to play football. And if you put good stuff on there, those are the guys that the NFL is going to want. So if you have that attitude as far as just lining up and playing, then you got a chance to be successful, not only in that situation, but kind of just generally in life too.
I can tell you for 100% fact, I talked to a personnel director about the safety. He asked me if I'd seen Paris Ford yet, safety, who opted out from where's Paris Ford? Where did he play?
He's Pitt.
Oh, Pitt, yeah. And I said, no, I haven't seen him. And he talked about, you know, he good tape gets eliminated by bad tape, blah, blah, blah. But he said, you know, in the building, they had talked about him being a big team guy, but this was just a move where he just quit on his team. And he was talking about the fact that it really bothered him that he's got to go back and readjust what he thought of the kid, because this appears to be a move where he just said, you know what, things are getting tough, I'm done. And he goes, I don't, if you've got that in you, that's a concern, because you'll go back to that at some point when things get tough on the NFL or personal level as well. So you're absolutely right. If it looks like you're quitting on a season or quitting on a team, it does matter to NFL teams for sure.
Yeah, and they're gonna look at the video and you know, like I said, I got probably eight captains, and I think four of them haven't practiced this week. And you know, but I feel good about where they're at with my conversations that I had. They're practicing. They're trying to get right. Hopefully we can win this weekend and get a little bit of momentum, and I think we'll get those guys back real quick, maybe even this weekend. But, you know, those guys just need to play. That's the best thing, because you start quitting on your team and everything, then it's not exactly the quality you want to have in a guy on your team.
No, absolutely not. All right, man, South Florida, they're struggling this year. So, but they had a nice game against Memphis, lost by one. But they've got one win on the season, and they've lost a bunch in a row. So don't want that to turn around. Saturday afternoon, 2:30. Is it 2 or 2:30? I thought I saw two, and now
it was two, but because of all the game cancellations, ESPN picked it up and put it at 2:30.
Nice 2:30 game, ESPN 2. Let's get out there and support those Cougs on Saturday. See you guys beat South Florida. We appreciate it, man. Go get them this week.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
All right, there's Dana Holgorsen right here on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by Damaris Barbecue, brought to you by Chastain Ford and HR&P. And if you're looking for the best place to get your payroll on, Mike Holly, big, and he's a big guy, but he's big in the industry as well. He's doing an unbelievable job. All of his people over there getting you your payroll, but doing everything else, the taxes and all the PPP and the is it PPP, whatever it is, SBA loans and everything else, the small business loans, everything else that you need to get through this pandemic. And they have been unbelievable with us. They'll be unbelievable with you. If you're not completely satisfied with your payroll company, go with ours, HRP.net. All right, 828 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about Doc Linville now. And my hair, look, if you're on Twitch right now, check out this. Check out my flowing locks. It's unbelievable. It is totally sweet. These guys, every morning when I walk in, Dell and Lance, they're both like, man, your hair looks great today.
First thing I say.
First thing he says. And Dell, too. He wants to. Sometimes he comes up and I can feel like he wants to touch my hair. But I'm like,
it gets uncomfortable, like, frankly.
It does. It's very uncomfortable because it's that attractive. It's that. It does. It attracts. Well, I don't want Dell to be attracted to it, but there's a lot of females that are like, holy cow. And I have to go all the time. I'm married. Okay, so stop already. But it's all because of Doc Linville. And it's all because let's face it, do they want nice hair or do they want mange? No, the ladies love nice hair. And sometimes, you know, it's not. This isn't on you, all right? Now, maybe you're a meth addict and your hair is falling out. That's on you. But if you're not a meth addict and you just want hair, go to 975hair.com. Doc Linville can hook a brother up. He hooked me up. I love him. And he's going to hook you up. 975hair.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
This got you dancing this morning.
Started doing a, like almost dance. I was just like, I almost dabbed on people. And then I would stop.
Why is this?
You think I'm going to, but I stop and I go.
Why does this music want to make you almost dab?
Because I'm just thinking about who I'm going to dab on next.
Just
I don't know who it's going to be.
Your kids, hopefully.
Yeah, I mean, they're the favorites.
Please ask Dana if we should stop the count. Ask Dana if he calls it stuffing or dressing. Stuffing. Art, you are the worst interviewer, Art.
Or best.
I beg to differ.
He used to
Those
always,
are the things you want to hear?
Yes.
He used to always send me tweets to ask Maury when we had him on weekly at 790 about ask Maury when the new Dre beats are coming out. Like he was just,
yeah, I know.
It's the same thing over and over.
Same thing.
It's the same thing over and over. His questions, I do like them though. I just will never ask them.
No, you can't ask those questions of your guests. Although sometimes I did ask, who did I ask who he voted for? With Dana last week, man.
Yeah, you asked one of Arts. Arts was probably surprised.
Yeah, and it makes everybody uncomfortable.
Hey,
I make people uncomfortable enough. I don't need Art.
What do you think of so the big story is that Russell Westbrook now officially wants out of Houston. That took 1 year. But the reasons he cited were an issue with culture in the building and a lack of accountability. Now, I have to tell you that it seems like he and James get along fine, but those comments, am I reading too much in? If I didn't know they were buddies, I would swear that might be a comment towards James. Now, somebody else brought up Daniel House and how I guess the Rockets dealt with Daniel House, which is how he never came back for the playoffs. Not one time did he ever, you know, did he ever come back and play any basketball.
Well, he couldn't. He
is he expecting him to get cut right away? Like, is that the accountability? Is it one play? I don't know. I don't know what he's referring to necessarily. If it's not about,
well, maybe James. After, you know what, we weren't there.
Maybe the team doesn't grind off. Sorry. What?
Someone just Art just tweeted us with Rockets just recently tweeted. Join us in wishing Russell Westbrook a happy birthday.
Yeah.
They Why just is that tweeted funny? That.
It's Russell's birthday.
It's funny. Because, happy birthday. It's funny because His birthday wish is to trade him.
That's what he wishes for. He blows out the candles.
Yes,
he wishes for the Rockets to trade him.
The graphic is him in the Rockets uniform with candles around him on a cake. Yeah, his birthday wish would be to get traded.
Yep. Well, I don't know that it's that per se.
Yes, it is.
Or he may be pining for. You know what? And they may go, no, we ain't trading you. Guess what?
No, there's a reasonable possibility that the Rockets don't trade him because they may not like what's being offered back.
Yeah.
But if Russ had his wish, like, close your eyes, Russ, and don't tell us because it would ruin the wish. He goes, okay. and he's wishing, hey, can you trade me to Milwaukee? Apparently, that's one of his jet destinations.
Oh, good luck there.
Well, you can get Chris Middleton back. Would you do that?
It could be a thing where Russia sees we ain't going to be competitive. I would, yes, I would do that for Chris Middleton.
Yes.
Yes.
What's his deal? But no.
But with James, you got to run it by your GM first. Oh, no, actually, supposedly James and Russ are both a little ticked that these moves have been made without.
Without them.
Without their. Without them being in the midst of the process.
Can you all talk about the Texans? All this Rockets talk is depressing. What the Texans aren't? They're 2-7.
What? I'm sorry. Name the team that's coming off of a win streak.
2-6, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put another loss on them.
How dare you?
Oh, which team has currently has a win streak going on, and which one doesn't? The Rockets are on.
It's not a streak if it's only one.
The Rockets are on a
streak.
It's not a
one
streak.
In a row.
No, that's not.
The Rockets are on a 4-game losing streak, right? Or was it 3?
It's 4. No.
They got 4 straight
gentlemen
losses.
Gentlemen sweep.
So the Rockets got, or soft sweep also. So the Rockets are on a 4-game losing streak. The Astros.
1 game.
Who the Rockets were?
No, the Astros won. They lost 1. And that's how their season ended.
The Astros are on a one-game losing streak. The Texans are on a win streak.
It's not a streak if it's just one game.
But it's potentially a streak.
Yes, if they win on Sunday, then you...
Who do they play?
It was... Ricky said Browns. It was a joke. It was just a joke.
Ricky who?
Ricky Harmon.
Said what was a joke?
Talk about the Texans. That was a joke. He was joking.
Well, it's too late now.
You got us all riled up, Ricky.
The Texans now have a 1-game win streak and they're playing the Browns.
Why are you dabbing?
Why are you dabbing?
I'm dabbing because I'm thinking about the fact that the Browns lost at home.
Anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
They lost at home to the Raiders. And
the Raiders are better than you.
Yeah, but they lost Odell Beckham. So? Their defense isn't good. Brown fans say, well, I guess it's going to be a shootout then because we can't stop anybody. Yeah, but and that's why. Did you hear what the Browns are doing, Browns fans, for the Texans game? Browns versus Texans, hashtag Papa Chubb.
Oh, Papa Chubb.
Because Pop A. Chubb, not Papa Chubb.
Pop A. Chubb. Chubb.
Yeah.
I know,
that's childish. That would never come out of my mouth.
It just came out of your mouth, just right there.
But that's what they're doing. That's what they're saying they're doing, is doing Papa Chubb is going to be their hashtag this week. And so I'm looking for that to happen probably sometime today.
Yeah. But their whole offensive line is banged up. All of them. Conklin, Betonio, Treader, Teller, all questionable. So guess what? Texans defense just runs right through them. Take the Texans.
I think the Browns still have the advantage because they no longer employ Eric Murray and the Texans do.
Oh, that's not advantage.
It's advantage Browns.
Advantage Browns?
Yeah.
Oh. One team has Eric Murray and the other doesn't?
Yeah, advantage Browns.
Because they don't have Eric
yes.
Murray. Well, Lamont wants to talk about Murray. Let's get him in here. Hey, Lamont.
Say, man, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Lamont?
Say, Dale, man, what I need for you to do is go make go get like a sucking sound because a lot of people are still, you know, going to work on Daryl Morey and stuff, acting like he's the best thing since sliced bread.
That's right.
That dude is a loser.
He's a winner, Lamont.
Yeah.
He's a playoff winner. He wins and gets in the playoffs.
But you want to know who did better than Daryl Morey? When you guys were talking about people that won, that got out when the stuff was getting bad, I think Les Alexander. Les Alexander bought this team for $50 million and sold it for $2.1 billion.
Les killed.
Now that's a winning move. He got out when it made sense. Daryl Morey is trash, and Philadelphia is going to give it to him. That's all I have.
All right, thanks. Philadelphia's going to love Daryl.
I thought he wanted to talk about Eric Murray. That's what they put up there.
That's not the sounds that we need. That Daryl Morey. It's not Morey, Lamont. You're so disrespectful.
That's what Charlie calls him, too.
I know it's not. I've asked him that. Although his fantasy football team was Morey
Eels, but that was a playoff of his name.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's Morey.
But it's Morey, yeah. I'm pretty sure we've asked him.
Which one would you rather have, Lance? Like,
okay, let me hear. Go ahead. Let me hear the two demeaning sounds you're going to play.
When you're talking about Daryl Morey, would you rather hear this?
Yes.
Or this.
Ooh, that just sounds... That sounds nasty.
Well, that's what he said you were
that
doing.
That sounds nasty.
What
is,
who's what?
It's sucking on a popsicle. That's the sound
Where did
effect.
You get that?
That doesn't sound like
from,
sucking.
From YouTube.
Isn't there something like that?
There's probably a
that,
fetish
what
site.
That sensory thing that you were talking about?
ASMR.
Doing? Huh?
You mean ASMR?
Yeah.
What is that?
You haven't heard of ASMR before?
I have. I can't remember
Play
what it is,
Play something that'll
though.
Get him.
Get him what?
I don't know.
A freak out?
No, why have I heard of... Hold on, why have I heard of ASMR? I have heard of that.
It's kind of a big thing now. People start whispering into the mic and they crinkle stuff into the mic.
Oh,
and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's kind of freak show stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
depends. It really depends what you're looking for.
But it
for.
Turns them on, or is it a fetish thing?
It's like if it's particular, depending on your brain chemistry, it kind of gets you. It's not always a turn on.
It's just pleasurable.
Yeah, pleasurable, yeah.
That's okay, I got to say, we are finding out. Were people freaks like this in the 40s, in the 60s, in the 80s? Like, I feel like 2020, it's just full-on freak show. It's, you know, yeah, so I like pretty girls that have nice feet. I feel like that used to be a fetish back in the day. Now it's,
I like pretty feet.
You know what fetishes are now? You know what people get into now? Unboxing, watching rich people open things that they could never open. I'm sitting there like, why do I want to watch somebody flex how much money they have?
You've told us Bleep about them. Two fetishes. You have this one.
I like pretty feet.
Yeah.
This one. Mm-hmm. I like NFL to spit touch. In his mouth while he's.
That's
sleeps.
Not a fetish.
Are you sure?
That's an anger. That's
sure?
not a fetish.
You don't like spitting
no,
in dudes?
No, that's me showing no, disrespect right. and disregard to somebody
you don't enjoy
who's
spitting.
Got something better
yeah,
than
yeah,
me.
But you
yeah.
want to do it to Sean McVay.
While
I think there's
yeah.
something.
No, because he's got a.
A Russian girlfriend?
Model.
Girlfriend or whatever. Yeah, it's like, you shouldn't have everything. I don't want Wait. Her. I just don't want you to have good things. I'm what you'd call a hater in that
I
regard.
Like, I like pretty feet.
And then you do this to those feet.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that. But let's
yes,
just...
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
You're kind
I don't.
Of enjoying your new side.
I don't.
Thank you, Lamont.
But hold on a second. Is that not true? All the weird stuff that's popping up now where...
You do that to feet.
Crinkle... You crinkle things. What's the other one? People dress up. The one girl on the OnlyFans who would dress
like
up
a
like
dog?
A puppy and bark at yeah. you for a bunch of
and
money.
How much is she getting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People right. are full-on freaks right now. It's not even – when I learned what furries were, I didn't know what a furry was until I saw it on one time on –
That's been around a long time.
Yeah, now. I didn't know that until I saw it on Entourage, what a furry was.
I didn't know.
The
what,
amount
I still don't
of
know what
crazy-ass, weird-ass – but like. Bondage people think, what? We're so basic. We're the most basic of the fetishes. We're the most basic. Look at you people crinkling things in a microphone, watching somebody pop it.
Pop
stop it,
it
right
what?
There.
What?
You also have mukbang where people what? Eat. Like, you just watch people eat and they eat into a mic. It's called mukbang.
See that? It's got a name, John.
What is it called?
Do you trust this world at all? I don't trust this world at all. After all the stuff I'm hearing, sometimes diversity is a bad thing because now we have so much weirdo stuff that yeah. there's no way we can all come together.
What is it when you want to watch the Masters? What is that? What kind of weird fetish is that?
White man.
Mm-hmm. Middle-aged white man fetish.
That's middle-aged yeah. white man fetish?
Yeah.
fetish?
Or you could just go on YouTube and eat. That's a mukbang thing. People just watch you
that's
like
that is a, see, that's a thing on YouTube.
Boxes?
Oh, open.
An opening.
It's called
unboxing.
It's called unboxing. It's no. a real thing. Dell, am I wrong?
I know you're not.
And you
wrong.
Know who love it the most? Children.
Yeah, they like
watch other
people
open presents.
Yeah, I got an unboxing for my Xbox, and people will open up the new Xbox. That's probably going on right now with the new Xbox out and new phones. Let's unbox my new
and
iPhone.
It's not a sexual fetish.
No,
it's
people just
people like watching that.
Yeah, watching people get new stuff.
Like I watch things like okay, yesterday. I probably watched 14 videos of gang fights. Okay?
Okay.
And a lot of them were Russians. Like, there's a group of about 14 guys dressed in black in Russia, and then this group is dressed in white, and they're coming down this road, and one of them, they're in the snow. And they run towards each other and just smash into each other, and it turns into a massive brawl. And then eventually, once one team... They break into one-on-one battles, and once one guys have won their one-on-one battles, they help jump somebody else, and then it turns into two-on-one, and then it escalates very quickly, where one team overwhelms the other team, and then they start going, and they start doing these chants
from Bloodsport,
and they're just doing. It's just like it could be soccer hooligans at all. There's a chance that that's what it is too, and they just run into each other and just start a massive brawl until one team has beat the crap out of the other team.
I think we need to go to break because I want to ask Gilbert about his fetishes on the other side.
Oh, don't.
Okay.
No.
What Gilbert likes. What Gilbert likes to.
My shoulder hurts.
Oh, no. Well, I know what Jeff Aronoff likes to do. He likes to build stuff.
That's rock hard.
No. That's right. Yeah. Rock hard. That's right. Jeff Aronoff likes to use rock hard stuff to make things better.
And there's people that watch it on the internet?
OnlyFans?
Does he have an OnlyFans account?
No, I'm pretty sure Jeff Aronoff doesn't have that, but Jeff Aronoff does have a bunch of guys that come to your house and you can watch them use all this marble and granite and everything else to make your business look better. This is what Jeff Aronoff does every day. If you need whatever it is, you want to get that outdoor patio, that outdoor kitchen, that new vanity, redo your whole bathroom, redo your whole kitchen. All of these things. Jeff Aronoff does it every single day. And, well, if you're building a hotel, if you're building whatever you're building, Jeff Aronoff can come in, put in the countertops, put in the vanities, put in everything, all the tile. He can do it all. It's what he does every single day. And he makes stuff better. If you're looking for somebody that's going to get that big job done, give him a call, 713-880-2822, 713-880-2822. It's absolute marble and granite.
ESPN 97.5.
Martha, I'm not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away, if I die today.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. You are more than welcome to do that. John and Lance, along with Dell. Gilbert is here. And Dell, you got a question for him. Let's get Gilbert in here. Hey, Gilbert.
Yeah, you got a question for me?
Yeah, Dell has a question for you.
I do not have a question.
You don't have a question? Gilbert, is there something that you like that no one knows that you like? Like you just like doing something that no one knows about?
What do you mean by that?
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
Like, I like watching romantic comedies. Do you like to do
what?
I didn't play it. That was him.
What'd you say?
I like to watch movies that other people don't like to watch. Do you like to do stuff that other people don't know about? Like movies?
I don't have that cable channel no more. They took it out anyway.
They did?
What do you watch?
Yeah,
what?
My mom didn't like it anyway, you know.
What do you watch?
A lot of dirty stuff on there?
No.
Yeah, he said his mom
took
it out.
Yeah, she didn't like it anyway.
Gilbert, so you just have Channel 13 and Channel 11, Channel 26, that's it?
Yeah, that's about it.
Channel 2, that's it?
What do you watch?
What do you watch every day?
Father Knows Best,
Father's
Bedroom for Daddy.
Wait. Those are on TV still?
Old show, anyway. Parker Family.
What channel is that on?
Where do you find that?
What?
Is that real?
Yes.
Where do you find
What channel is that on?
Yeah.
You know, MeTV.
On what?
Comcast is 318 for MeTV and 305 for the Decade Channel.
What? Oh, well, I thought
you
don't have...
Go, anyway.
You said you didn't have...
Oh, by the way, John, Lance...
Yeah.
I'm going to be seriously with you one time.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think you should have a Christmas party here, guys. It's COVID-19 stuff anyway, you know.
I don't know what he said.
He said...
We're mad not be good enough anyway, you know.
He said you shouldn't have a Christmas party.
The reason I call it, I'm not going to make it this year anyway. I'm going to skip it.
He said COVID means you shouldn't have a Christmas party.
No, we're not having a Christmas party this year.
You're not?
No. No Christmas party.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask you a question, John.
You just decided that for us. Because you don't think we should?
Yeah. Lance, are you there?
Yeah.
I thought you hadn't asked John a question.
Lance, I want to talk to Lance. There's a question anyway.
All right.
Do you think the Cowboys are going to make the Super Bowl this year?
I don't. I think they've just they're just not good enough at quarterback this year.
What?
They're not good enough at quarterback this year.
What? So you think you're going to go to the Super Bowl this year? I'm predicting the Baltimore Ravens. How that sounds?
That sounds good. I'm going with the Buffalo Bills versus the Saints.
What?
I said Bills versus the Saints, Gilbert.
What?
Bills versus
Pittsburgh
Saints.
Steelers.
Well, you just said Ravens.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers also, you know.
Well, they're in the same division. Who do you like in the NFC?
What?
Who do you like in the NFC?
What? Let's see. New Orleans Saints?
Yep. That's who I like, too.
I can't tell the difference between you and...
And it better have referees in the sideline this time here, you know.
Say
well, controversy. Anyway, I don't know. They should. I think the NFL should have a league. They have referees on both sidelines anyway, you know.
All right.
Don't ever make mistakes like they did last year anyway, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think that should be a good idea?
Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I do. Whatever you just said for sure is a good idea. Now, are you sure you don't want us to have a Christmas party?
What?
I said, are you
sure? Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to be there with no face mask anyway.
Well, wear a face mask.
Wendy will not be there also, you know.
Why can't you wear a face mask?
Wait, who will not be there? Wade?
He said Wendy won't be there also.
Oh, well, how do you know? When did you talk? You wait, how do you know Wendy won't be there? How do you know Wendy won't be there?
It's your business anyway.
Well, it is my business. That's my wife.
What? She was there last year. How do you know she's going to be this year anyway?
Well, you don't know that she... What?
What? You were there last year.
Gilbert was keeping tabs on Wendy. Yeah,
apparently he was.
All right, did my wife go out there last year?
What?
I said, did my wife go
out there? Yeah, she was there last year. I think that's all I got there, yeah.
Yep, she did. She did. I know this Gilbert kind of likes blondes. Yeah. Gilbert kind of likes blondes a little better.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's
true. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of this diabetes crap, you know, out of my system anyway.
Yeah.
I don't think
more
you can
anyway,
take your follow
it, you know?
Follow what they tell you to do and take your medicine, Gilbert.
Yeah, drinking all these damn soda water, you know.
Well,
do for you anyway.
Yeah, they're not telling you to drink. You're not doing that
because war, you know.
Hold on, you're not doing that because of you're saying you had too many of those damn soda waters, right?
Right.
Nine cans a day.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. Well, you what?
You can't.
You had 9 cans of soda a day?
What? Yep.
That's way too much, Gilbert.
No wonder you're diabetic.
Do you know how many sugar is in each can?
Gilbert, how much water do you drink?
About two-thirds.
Two-thirds of water?
Two-thirds of a glass.
Yeah.
Two-thirds of a glass.
What?
Two-thirds of what?
Is water good for you or what? Water good for you?
Water's real good for you.
It's much better than 9 cans of soda water.
Yes.
Regular water.
Gilbert, you know that water's better for you.
What?
Apparently not.
Okay, good night, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
9 cans of soda a day.
That's a lot. That will give you diabetes.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Gilbert was anti-Christmas show. And he said I wanted to be serious with you guys for a second.
For the safety of everyone.
Although I didn't understand what he was saying other than I want to be serious with you guys for a second. But Gilbert wanting to make sure that it's safe, I respect that. Respect that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't expect that to be Gilbert's take. I figured Gilbert would want to still power through with Christmas.
Well, the COVID thing has struck a chord, Gilbert, because you remember he said he doesn't like Trump because he blamed it on China. So COVID has been a big issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he hopes that we're safe. Follow.
Oh, yeah. He was mad about that. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so follow the direction of health officials. No public gatherings.
That's it. No public gatherings, and we're not doing a Christmas. We actually aren't doing a Christmas party this year.
What?
You know what? Yeah, no, that's the truth. That is the truth. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7-7-6 is the number if you would like to get in here with us here on ESPN 97.5. I want to talk about Coors Light Cold Clean Crisp and Refreshing. I want to talk about today is a golf day. So what the heck is going to happen? Oh, yeah, that's right. It's the official beer of golf. Today is a Masters Day. What are you going to do? You're going to watch the Masters? You're going to watch the NFL tonight? It's the official beer. The official beer of, well, everything is cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. If you're looking for the best, most refreshing beer in the world, it's not even arguable. All I need you to do is go cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It is my official beer. It's Texas Chill. If you're looking to chill and watch all of your, or while you're playing golf, or whatever it is that you're doing, you're barbecuing tonight, whatever the case may be, it's Coors Light. Pick up 12, 16, 144 ounces of Texas Chill. Coors Light, baby.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.